Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Tuesday, November 22nd. Thanksgiving week in full mother bleeping effect. I'll get to the soccer results shortly. I think I'm going to open with football. It'll put me in a better place to talk about USA Wales. I was honestly emotionally wrecked for a couple hours after that. Again, listen, we'll do a lot of NFL to start, but I just need to remind you guys, the World Cup happens every 4 years. You literally work 4 years to get to the cup. And you have 3 games to prove you're worthy of getting to the knockout rounds. That's it. 3 soccer matches. So 90 plus 90 plus 90. So essentially 270 minutes, give or take, whatever the referee says, to move on. 4 years, and you get 3 games. And we just kind of pissed away the first one in the final 8 minutes. I'm really ticked off about it. But I'm in a better place now. It's been a while. I won some money on the Niners last night. Hope you did too. Easy, easy winner. San Francisco 49ers bludgeon. The Arizona Cardinals, 38-10 in Mexico City. I'll confess with you guys, I did not watch a ton of this game. I knew it would be a bloodbath. I knew Colt McCoy and company had no chance. 49ers looked like, every time I tuned in, 49ers were just steamrolling down the field. Average 6.8 yards per play. Everybody got involved. Much to my fantasy football chagrin, that included Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, and Brandon Ayuk. 49ers just looked great. Arizona, they are who we thought they were. Colt McCoy is a backup. He's limited, you know? He can beat a beat-up Rams team, but he ain't beating the 49ers, who might be Super Bowl worthy. I'm stunned that, like, DeAndre Hopkins did not have a bigger game, but then again, it's the 49ers defense. And folks, listen, you don't want to do this thing where every week you're reacting significantly when you see Vikings come back and beat the Bills. And everybody's like, Vikings are Super Bowl bound. It's like, eh, more about the Bills. You see Cowboys collapse against the Packers. Cowboys aren't any good. Eh, a little luck involved there. And you don't want to overreact when you see 49ers 38, Cardinals 10, but the Cardinals, A, stink. I don't want to hear this Cliff Kingsbury stuff. Like, come on, guys. Really? Cliff Kingsbury did not have a starting quarterback. Can we not beat up on the guy that is a punching bag for 1 minute? Can we just avoid that? The 49ers look great. The defense is getting healthier. You know, Bosa had a sack. Warner had a sack. This is just a great team. The 49ers are probably headed to the NFC Championship. And I know that Vikings fans are going to hear that and be like, what are you talking about? We're 8-2. It's not about the record, guys. Here's a stat for you. You know, because I spend way too much time looking at the box scores and trying to find an edge in gambling every damn week. Good week in the contest, 3-2. I mean, that's not going to get me the title. You need 5-0s and 4s and 1s. But I'll take the 3-2. Niners won there for me easily. In the second half of their last three games against the Rams, Chargers, and Arizona Cardinals, the 49ers, DeMeco Ryans, made adjustments and gave up a total of 0 points. No points allowed, three straight second halves. So, yeah, we all laughed at them when they got curb stomped by Kansas City. The Atlanta game was kind of fluky. It was the back-to-back East Coast games. They had a ton of injuries. That was nothing. The opener against the Bears was in a rainstorm. The Denver game was an abomination. Did they have all their guys? I mean, I don't even know if they had Kittle for that game. But bottom line, like, and yes, you can do this with every team. Jay, come on. You're punching holes in every team. Well, yeah, that's kind of what I do. Yeah, they did have Kittle. I'm sorry. Kittle did play against the Broncos. Jimmy G had a bad game. Broncos have an elite defense. Oh, guess what? The Vikings don't have an elite defense. The Eagles' defense has not looked elite the last couple weeks. Dallas has an elite defense. Doesn't always show up. TBD. I think the Niners are going to be okay. I really do. If you ask me today, Jay, who's going to the conference championship game in the NFC and AFC, I would say give me San Francisco traveling to Philadelphia or Dallas traveling to San Francisco. One of those two. I think it's Philly or Dallas against San Fran. I mean, no slight to the Vikings. Philly and Dallas are much more complete teams. Minnesota, if they get somebody at home, could pull it off. That dome used to be a big edge for them, but I mean, they better bounce back this week against the Patriots. That's a game I bet, by the way. I am on the Minnesota Vikings. I got it 2.5, but there's some juice. I didn't want the 3 because I feel like it's push city, so I paid a little extra for the juice. I think the Vikings win that game outright despite the injuries on the offensive line. I think Vikings are good, but San Francisco is just so much. Look at the weapons, guys. It's like Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook. Hawkinson's all right. I like him. George Kittle is better than Hawkinson. Christian McCaffrey is as good or not better than Dalvin Cook. And Deebo Samuel is a tiny notch below Justin Jefferson. And then you have supplemental pieces like Brandon Ayuk. You know, Elijah Mitchell's going to be coming back shortly. Like, this team is so stacked. And then I look at the defense and name somebody on Minnesota who's an impact player defensively. Eric Kendricks? It ain't Patrick Peterson. He ain't that dude. I know he had a couple of picks against Buffalo, but that's not a guy who's going to lock down anybody in the playoffs. So, I mean, guys, this San Francisco defense is stacked. The linebacking, the pass rush, they're loaded. It's scary how good San Francisco can be.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
In the AFC, I just don't... I mean, I know people want to make a case, oh, the Bengals are coming. Guys, just look at that schedule. Their final seven games, they legitimately could go 3-4, 2-5. It's absolutely brutal. Just one of the... I don't think there's a tougher schedule left than the Bengals. People want to make a case for Miami. We're going to find out a lot about Miami, not this week. By the way, another game I did bet, Miami favored by 12.5 against Houston. Stupid early week bet, just, you know... Miami off the bye, defense getting healthier. I think they take care of business at home against Lovie Smith and the lifeless Texans. But you know what'll happen, right? As double-digit dogs, by the way, 11-21 against the spread now, if you're giving San Fran a win, because I think they closed as a double-digit favorite. But this Miami offense is just going to slice and dice Houston. Yeah, I mean, it's going to get ugly. But after that, we'll learn about Miami. Go to San Fran. Likely stay on the West Coast for a date with the Chargers. Then they come to the East Coast and face Buffalo. Three straight road games. That is as tough a stretch, a three-game stretch, as anybody has in the league all season. At two of the three best teams in the league in San Fran and Buffalo. And you also have to face the Chargers in there. And oh, by the way, Christmas Day against the Packers. I mean, the Packers could be dead in the water and maybe Jordan Love starts. I don't know. But then they close out in cold weather, New England, and then back to warm weather for the Jets in a game that could have meaning for the Jets. If you listen to yesterday's podcast, I know you guys are laughing at Zach Wilson, and I'm not going to get into this Salah saying, well, it's not his job or whatever it is. Yeah, Jets aren't dead yet, okay? Let's see if they face Justin Fields, the Justin Fields injury. I don't know if you guys are following. The Bears are saying he's day-to-day, but I think it was Rappaport who said there was concerns about a separated shoulder. It's either day-to-day or he's out for the season. Like, what is that? It's either really, really severe and he's done, or we're just going to, you know, we'll see. No, you're not playing Justin Fields with an injured bum shoulder. Remember, Baker Mayfield, last year with the Browns, played with the injured shoulder. He should not have, but he wanted to be that tough guy and gut it out, and he was awful, and it ended up costing him. They kicked him to the curb after the season. Now, they're not going to do that to Fields, but if they had any clue at all, they would shut down Fields. So then the Jets face Trevor Siemian. That Jets defense against Trevor Siemian, that's a win. And the Jets are right back in the mix. At any rate, I'm not ready to put Miami in that upper tier. They're very good. I'm not ready to put them there. I'm not ready to put Cincinnati in that upper tier. So right now, it's Buffalo and it's Kansas City. And I give the edge to KC. And if you guys have listened to the podcast closely, I've never wavered on the Chiefs. Even when they lost to Buffalo, I didn't waver on the Chiefs. I think this is the team to beat. And my gut right now tells me it'll be a San Francisco-Kansas City rematch in the Super Bowl. Now, listen, obviously injuries can happen. Wild and crazy bonker stuff happens. I know people, my guy Aaron Schatz tweeting at me last night, well, hey, the Bengals called, Jason. Don't forget about them. Remember last year, the Bengals? Yeah, I remember last year. Baltimore Ravens. Jason, why aren't you mentioning them? You seemed to like them last week. Well, that was before Ronnie Stanley went down. Did you see Lamar rolled up on him? Same ankle that he broke that took him over a year and a half to return from. I don't know what's up with Ronnie Stanley, man. That ain't good. It's just the receiving corps decimated. They're going to get wins and they're going to be in it. I just don't know if they have enough offense to hang with KC, Buffalo, hell, Miami. And then there's the Tennessee Titans, the ultimate wild card. 7-3 with a plus 8 point differential. Now, a lot of that point differential is because of the Buffalo Bills beatdown. If you guys remember that, I think it was Monday Night Football. It was like 42-7 or something crazy. But Tennessee, and listen, they got a big win against the Bengals this week. If you're a Jets fan, you are now a Tennessee Titans fan. Because if you look at the schedule, Baltimore has the inside track on the north. The Tennessee Titans go to 8-3. They will keep moving away and separate themselves more from the pack in the south. Tennessee's going to be in the playoffs. We need the Bengals to not make it so the Jets can be the wild card. Because it looks like four divisions, three wild cards. The Jets are going to be battling. And I'm sorry to keep talking about my Jets. They're going to be battling the Bengals. And they're going to be battling the Chargers for the other wild card spot. It'll be division winners, probably Patriots, although I don't know. And then I think Bills rebound, so I'll give Miami the other wild card. So all three wild cards from the AFC East. But we got to keep an eye on the Chargers. I haven't really looked at their schedule, so I'll do that right now before we get to the... I know you guys want to talk about USA Soccer. Gosh, it's going to be painful. So Chargers have lost two in a row, but to San Fran and KC, no slight there. Next up, at Arizona, at Vegas, that should be two wins. They'll be favored in each of those. Miami, Tennessee, ooh, interesting. At Colts, ooh, Rams and Broncos. Damn, that's kind of an easy closeout for the Chargers. They could be a problem for my Jets. Damn it. Okay, moving on from the Jets and the NFL. Just real quick, I did take a look this morning at the NBA. Not exactly a great night in the NBA for whatever reason. Curry, Clay did not play. Yada yada yada. Pelicans beat the Warriors by 45 points. That's not a misprint. My Timberwolves, yes, they are mine. Nice win over the Heat. My Hawks lost to the Cavs. And then the Bucks beat the Portland Trailblazers. I really wanted to revisit Rob's crazy Chicago Bulls, Zach LaVine, Lakers talk. But then the Bulls went out, played maybe their best game of the season, and beat the Celtics, who had the best record in the league. Very nice win for the Bulls. Maybe that holds off in the DeRozan, Vucicic, Zach LaVine, whatever's going on there, chatter for the Chicago Bulls. All right, now to the story you guys have all been waiting for. I'm sure some of you have fast-forwarded to it. So I woke up on Monday, did the podcast, watched soccer. Senegal-Netherlands was a tough beat. I feel like I diagrammed that game great. I predicted a 0-0 draw. Senegal hunkered down, and then Netherlands gets a goal, I think in like the 82nd minute, 81st, somewhere around there, to go up 1-0, and then they cap it with a 2-0 win. I did have the, I think it was under 2.5 goals in that as well, but really could have used the draw. England just destroys Iran 6-2. I did not see six goals coming. England looked way better than, I mean, I knew they had one of the best teams out there, obviously, and they've looked great. At Euros, and they did not look awesome in the run-up, but dude, when they got, maybe Iran's just that bad, but England's passing was just so precise. Six goals, I mean, unbelievable. Anyways, let's get to the U.S. game.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Herd was on during the match, but of course, you know me. Hey guys, can we get the game here in the studio? So it was on the big screen, and I could see it the whole time. And you just see that with the energy and the fire that the U.S. came out with, they look like a team that just did not care. You know how, I think I've told this story before, intramural basketball in college, me and a bunch of buddies, you know, none of us, I think maybe one guy had played high school, maybe. And it was just a bunch of scrappers. We were fearless, young, dumb college kids. We didn't even really practice. We just played a lot of pickup, and we love hoops. And we went out and made this incredible run to like the quarterfinals. And then in the quarterfinals, we go up against this, you know, team of, it was pretty stacked. A bunch of guys who clearly played high school. They were dunking in warmups. And like everybody, they were like the number one seed. And we knew like, all right, this is going to be tough. But we came out fearless, like going right at them, hard fouls, not backing down. And then of course, you know, they pull away and destroy us by 40. But I saw that vibe with the U.S. They were like, yeah, we got a bunch of 24-year-old guys out there and a teenager. We had one teenager just running out there, attacking everything. I feel like we totally, absolutely owned possession in the first half. And we get this awesome goal, Pulisic to Weah, just a world-class pass and finish. And you're like, all right, this is it. We've got this. And then you look up and the craziest stat was, other than the goal, we had one shot. That was that header from Sargent, which was close right after a near own goal, by the way, from Wales on a cross. I think it was from Weah that was almost headed in by a Wales defender. The goalie saved it, and then bing, bing, and then Sargent had a header attempt, and it was like, oh my gosh. And it was just, it was one of the great halves that I can remember. I was so energized watching it. So then they go to half, and of course, you guys have listened to the podcast. You listen to my Sunday show. I'm a pessimist. Fortunately, I married an optimist. She literally was the class optimist. So over the years, I've gotten more and more positive. It doesn't always come out, right? But deep down, I think I am becoming an optimist. It's very weird how this has happened. I am still pessimistic about a lot of stuff. You asked me to go scuba diving. I ain't going. You know why. You asked me to go skiing. I think for skiing, there's more risk of an injury than there is playing basketball. So I don't ski. Like, I'm still a pessimist about a bunch of stuff. Very pessimistic. That being said, overall, my outlook on life is optimistic, if that makes any sense. But at halftime, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Wales just got de-pantsed in front of the world. The U.S. came out and just ran them off the field, but yet it's only 1-0. Wales is going to come out, and they're going to be fired up. And of course, I get in the car to drive home, and this amazing new technology, you know, you can call up the game. I can open up my cable TV on my phone, and I have the game on in the car. Now, I'm trying not to look because driving, obviously not good. And I'm getting nervous because Wales is totally has full possession. And I poop you not, less than 1 minute after I walk in the door, my family's there watching the game. They're all fired up. Zimmerman commits just a clumsy foul. That's the only way to describe it. Unnecessary. He didn't need to come in hot. It wasn't a great pass. Bale did not have an angle to get off a shot. I don't think Bale could have done a touch fire or even a touch fire because Zimmerman was right on it, but he just closed out too hard. And I felt bad because Zimmerman, good player. I have FIFA 23. And naturally, I played way too much of the U.S. leading up to the run-up to the World Cup, like trying out all these formations and players. And Zimmerman is listed always on that team on FIFA as a captain. He's not exactly fast, but he's a rock-solid defender, very good. And you saw as soon as he makes a tackle, before he even hit the ground, he started wagging his finger like, no, 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 he's taking a dive. And you just watch the replay and you're like, he got some ball, but just didn't need it. Anyways, Gareth Bale takes like a perfect penalty shot, which the goalie for the U.S., Turner, got his hands on. It was just a rocket. And I think I've told the Gareth Bale story here. We went to Mexico on a vacation and we stayed at a pretty nice place. And one day we're exiting our room to go to dinner. And these like two hulking refrigerator sized dudes are at the room next to us. And I'm like, what the hell? And they're carrying all of these bags. I'm like, damn, these are some big dudes. So we end up going out to eat, and those guys end up coming at a table near us, and they're sitting there. And I've seen way too many Jason Bourne movies, okay? I'm very nerdy about this stuff. But in restaurants, I tend to look around and, you know, see what's going on. And I see these two hulking bodyguards, who I didn't know were bodyguards at the time, are at like two tables over, and I look, and they're drinking water. I'm like, okay, it's dinner time, Mexico, on vacation. Why are they drinking water? Huh. And the longer we stay there, we're sending our kids to the kids club, and our kids are playing with somebody, you know, other kids. And then we see them at the pool, and the bodyguards are with the kids. And I'm like, oh, okay. So then we find out it's Gareth Bale and his wife on vacation. So our kids are like hanging out with his kids, and I guess his mom was there, or her mom, whoever it was, a nice lady. The bodyguards are super friendly, and Bale seems like a nice guy. You know, he had the man bun. He's not that big. And of course, then I'm texting my soccer buddies. Holy shit, I'm staying at a hotel next to Gareth Bale. This was way before LAFC. This was pre-COVID, I think. This was like 2018 or 19. And then people are like, oh yeah, he's way out of it. They don't even like him anymore, you know, blah, blah, blah. I guess he had fallen out of favor with the great club team he was in. At any rate, seemed like a nice guy. Has a great goal for LAFC, what, 2 weeks ago? In the MLS Cup. Just an electrifying header. I can't hate on Gareth Bale. He didn't dive there. I did not like how Wales was going after Pulisic. They were fouling the hell out of him. Anyways, U.S. cannot get a goal. They end up in a 1-1 tie. It's a 1-1 tie that feels like a loss. And here's why. Next up, the U.S. faces England on Friday. That is a terrifying matchup. England knows if we get the dub, we could get a goal, hunker down, park the bus, as the kids like to say, and ain't nobody touching us in goal differential. We got the number one spot in our group. It will be locked up if they beat the U.S., okay? Meanwhile, Iran is playing Wales. And I wonder, this is speculative, but I wonder, Iran, apparently the players did not sing the national anthem in some form of protest. Well, they now have, what, 3-4 days to hear from people back in their home country about what that was like? I wonder if people are sending messages to them, hey, you done messed up. I don't know. I don't know what the hell goes on in Iran. I'm not. I applaud their protest, but then they got smacked. They have no chance of advancing. And it's like, what are the next 3 days like for those guys? So Wales gets a wounded animal. Wales probably beats them. If we lose, if we tie, I mean, that would be incredible. But if we lose, then England's got it. And guess what England can do in the third game against Wales? Hey, we're advancing. We're going to rest a couple of our stars. Now, their bench is as deep as any bench outside of Brazil. They have $100 million players, $75 million players coming off the bench. And I think two of them, Grealish and Rashford, scored against Iran. So maybe England rests, what, 3-4 starters? Maybe a couple guys who have yellow cards at that point? And now you've got like a backup lineup against Wales, and Wales has a shot to not get destroyed, maybe scratch out a draw, or who the hell knows, maybe get a win. And then the U.S. is up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. So that tie really hurt us against Wales. It really did. It puts pressure on this game against England. And, you know, when you see England drop a 6 on Iran, you're like, goodness gracious. Now, England did have a couple guys get nicked up. Iran was playing with some heat, man. Those guys were coming in hot. I mean, I thought Wales was fouling a lot. Iran, those guys, oof. England, no major injuries for England, but guys were kind of limping a lot. And I know that happens in soccer. And I don't know. I want to be optimistic about the U.S.'s chances, but I'm also a realist. And folks, it hurts, man. It stung. You guys know I love soccer. I'm a minority owner of a club team in Mexico, the top league, Necaxa. I like soccer. I play. I almost wanted to get out there this week. There's a pickup game, pretty good one, in our area every Wednesday. I haven't played since our last tournament because I did tennis and hoops, and it's like the day before Thanksgiving, do I want to play soccer? Yeah, right. So I'll get after it afterward. And the World Cup, listen, is going to be the next 4 weeks of fun. But a soccer sweat is a great sweat, guys. It is awesome. Anyways, so 4 matches today, and I think 4 matches every day for the rest of the week. All I'll say is pace yourselves. Today and Wednesday, you can kind of slow play. Thursday, wall-to-wall NFL. Friday, USA, England. Saturday, Ohio State, Michigan. And to a lesser extent, Notre Dame, USC. And then Sunday, week 11, 12. I'm losing track, guys. Thanksgiving week's always a tough one for me sports-wise. At any rate, let's keep our heads up. Let's stay positive for U.S. soccer. And let's win some more bets. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.